yet. I mean, really, you're up this late. You might as well stay up for another half hour to some Blue Jays talk.
With Blair and Barker, the Blue Jays coming off a 5-3, 14-inning win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Terrific job by Ben Schulman and Chris LaRue on the call tonight as the Blue Jays pull to within two games of the 500 mark. They are 27 and 29 now. And a lot to break down in this game. The numbers, as always, 416-870-0590. Star 591 888-666-0590. Davis Schneider, the walk-off hero. But a lot of credit has to go to the Blue Jays bullpen tonight. Henesy Cabrera coming through. Henesy Cabrera coming through. Tim Mays as well. And, yeah, basically the game built around pitching. The Jays had an awful lot of chances in extra innings to put this one away. But as we said, it came down to the bottom of the 14th inning. Davis Schneider walking it off with a home run, getting the home run jacket treatment, and a big win for the Blue Jays. An interesting night here at the ballpark. You heard Ben Schulman describe how the crowd started singing, "Hey Baby Ooh-Ah." Basically, I would think from about the 11th inning on, they started singing it, and, you know, it's spontaneous, very much a spontaneous spur-of-the-moment thing, and I noticed that the DJ here at the Rogers Center finished the game playing that song, so I don't know, maybe that's something new. Maybe that's something we will see in future games, but certainly kudos to the crowd, most of whom, or a lot of whom at least, stayed here throughout the game on what was the first night that the Blue Jays ran out their City Connect jerseys. I don't know where Mr. Barker is. I have no idea where Mr. Barker is. He's literally disappeared. He's literally here. He is. Thanks for joining us. You all right?
I'm good, buddy.
Yeah, you know.
Sorry about that.
You're a little out of breath there.
I was running back over here.
Okay. Well, it's all good. It's all good. We obviously Davis Schneider walking it off, the big story. But I also do want to talk about the bullpen. I mean, an interesting tonight. We'll have to hear from John Schneider. Dalton Varsho, you would think in a 14-inning game might pinch hit. Dalton Varsho was wearing his hoodie. At no point did it look like he was getting in the game. Jordan Romano as well, not getting in the game. Again, I don't want to read too much into that, although it is interesting, Kevin. It was an off day yesterday. We'll wait to see what John Schneider has to say. But, you know, Chris LaRue and Ben both made the point. Like, people are going to say 27, 29, 26, and 30. What's the difference? You know what? This is the type of game, I think, that a team, even though it's Pittsburgh, they're not the best team in baseball, obviously, but it's a type of game that a team can really build on, I think. Like, they got a lot of guys, and again, kudos to the bullpen. They had a lot of guys really sack up.
Yeah, absolutely was a team win, right? Everybody had to chip in. Everybody had to do their part. You know, everybody had to go up and, you know, have an at-bat when they had to have an at-bat. You know, the bullpen came out and stepped it up. And, you know, Jose Berríos was tremendous again. Like, I mean, just the things he does confidence-wise and, you know, the timing and the rhythm of just that repeating the same slot and having the pitches end up where he has them, have them to end up. I mean, some of the situational hitting there in the extra innings, man, we talked about it. We talked with John Schneider that day with runners at third and less than two outs. I mean, it's dang near atrocious, but, you know, it's always just sort of that one at bat, right, where, you know, you have to get the big hit when you have to get it, and this is a big win. You win them no matter how they look, Jeff, this time of the year, and, you know, you win this, you're lucky, you move on to tomorrow, hope you win tomorrow, and sometimes they call that a winning streak, Jeff.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, Kevin. You look at this, game. If they lose this game, we're talking about all the missed opportunities. And my goodness, never mind the ghost runners. But the Blue Jays had a ton of opportunities to win this game in extra innings. And if they don't win this, all we're talking about is how the Blue Jays blew another game in which they got good starting pitching and didn't come through in the crunch. And to have Davis Schneider walk it off, just, I think anyhow, just makes it even a little extra special for this team.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, John Schneider, don't forget him either. He had a really good night, right, bringing in Vogelbach for IKF against a tough pitcher who's hard on righties, right?
It's, well, especially if we find out that he was managing short staff for whatever reason tonight.
Absolutely, right? You're trying to win it when you're trying to win it. Big lefty coming up. That's why he's on the team, is to get the big hit. Cabrera coming in for Meza, getting a couple of punch outs. Like, you know, he made the right move when he had to make the move. You know, it looked like he was sort of, we have to do what we have to do. We're bringing in this guy. This guy comes in. You know, it's just like you pass the baton that way whenever it comes to just those at-bats. And you know, the bullpen was outstanding. The pitching, for the most part, has been really, really good. So, you take them how you can get them, Jeff. You know, they're 1-0 at home, and you move on to tomorrow, and you win tomorrow, too.
Absolutely, and tomorrow clock's at 3:07, tomorrow's at 3:07 first pitch. Also got to give a shout-out to George Springer. George Springer,
yeah.
A big hit in extra innings. Makes a diving catch that kind of gets lost in the shuffle, now goes down as a sacrifice fly. But if he doesn't catch that ball, who knows how many runs come in that inning. So a big win. And, Kevin's right. Everybody kind of, you know, you look at Vladdy and Bo, but you look around, there were guys chipped in. Vladdy made a nice defensive play. All told, it was, look, when you get into 14 to 15 inning games, all bets are off. You're kind of just waiting for stuff to happen. And, for the Blue Jays, Davis Schneider made it happen. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. Ryan in Innisfil, thanks for sticking around with us. You're on Blue Jays Talk.
No worries. How's it going, fellas?
Better now.
Yeah, I feel that, man. I feel that. I want to keep the vibes up, but also got to say, we need to add one more extra bat to this lineup. Man, if this offense could click just a little bit more, we would be an absolute wagon. The pitching's great. The defense is great. They need to make one more little change, and then, boys, we got ourselves a baseball team. I'm curious as to think what you guys think that change should be or is going to be, and maybe you've heard something that I haven't. I'm just curious about that. Hope you fellas have a great night. I got to run back to work.
Yeah, thanks, wow. Ryan. Working late, Ryan.
Wow.
A lot of us are doing that, aren't we? yeah, I mean, look, we've talked about this. The lineup needs help. I don't have any indication that any help is forthcoming. It's not the time of year where you hear a lot of really substantive trade rumors. Right now, I mean, I have to say it. Right now, most front offices are focused on the draft, and people are going to roll their eyes on it. But most front offices are most front offices are focused on the draft right now. Really after that, you'll start to hear a few more rumors. But right now, I mean, all you got is, you know, it's a lot of what ifs or are theys. Are the Jays going to trade Yusei Kikuchi, who's a free agent? Will the Mets trade Pete Alonso, who's a free agent, although he's hurt right now? Will the St. Louis Cardinals trade this guy? Is Mason Miller going to be traded? I mean, that's basically where you are right now. A lot of ifs and a lot of possibilities, but nothing really concrete. But, here's the thing. Let's get back to .500 and then decide whether or not you're going to add anything to this team.
Well, I think you have to
add 500 and see decide at that point.
That's the goal. That's the goal, right? You're playing the Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, at home, you should do things to win baseball games that way. They need an extra bat. They've been needing that for the last 2 years, Jeff. They ain't no different.
Hassan from Toronto, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey guys, we were just at the game. I just want to say, Jays fans are definitely the best. A lot of people stuck around, and a lot of credit to the Jays just fighting back and finding a way to win. But what a game! I've lost my voice 14 innings in.
Yeah, and so you stayed around for the whole
good for
thing.
You.
Yeah, oh yeah, I love the 14th inning stretch they got there. That was definitely unique.
Yeah, and you know what? I like the fact Ben Shulman made this point. The crowd just started singing. I mean, I'm not a fan of the song, but what the hell? I mean, the crowd just started. They kept singing the song, and it really was like being at a soccer match in the UK, yeah, where you have a lot of where it's spontaneous. And I don't know, maybe that's the start of something. You know, maybe that's the start of something the Blue Jays fans can take it and run. Quick question before you let you run. What do you think of the new jerseys? What do you think of the City Connect jerseys?
Oh, I loved it. The guy next to me had one before the game even started. I was thinking of getting one, but no, they look super cool. I think it kind of goes with the vibe, especially the late night games. I loved it.
Yeah, good call, man. Thanks, Hassan. I think that was kind of my takeaway as well, Kevin, looking at it, is it was a good vibe tonight.
Yeah, you know what, Jeff, I like the pants up. I like the red socks. I think that's a cool look. It just sort of goes together. It looks like a baseball player. You know, I've always been a guy that likes the pants down because
I know
I'm
you
taller
do. Yeah.
And it, you know, and it, I'm tall, and you know, it makes you sometimes look a little thinner. But man, that pants up with the red socks, that's a pretty cool look. I love them. You keep winning, boy. It's going to be hard not to wear, Jeff.
They are called the night mode jerseys. Let's go to Matt in Vancouver. Matt, what's up?
Yeah, hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on. That was my comment exactly, just to start it off. 3 points I'd like to make, but
go ahead.
The jersey could hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, okay. Hey, the first comment I'd like to make is about the jerseys. The game would have to finish around 11 o'clock if in walk-off style when they're completely black as night. So, yeah, definitely a nighttime vibe, but second point, Davis Snyder, he not only hit the home run, but he also took a beanball, right, just maybe above the
yes.
kidneys. But, I don't know exactly how much that hurts, only that it hurts an incredible amount. But, I can't imagine. But when he hit that home run, it just it looked so free and easy. And, I mean, I remember Joey Bats a little earlier on who you had. Mentioning that hitting a home run is more like he doesn't always have to put all his power into it. It's more about precision, but certainly more power, not 100% every time. But, and the comment he said about just fighting off pitches. And
I think we just lost you, Matt, but we got the gist of your argument. Yeah. Look, let's be clear. For this team to – for this team to get where it wants to go this year, and keep in mind that we are going to turn the calendar to June in about 45 minutes, for this team to get where it wants to go this year, it's going to take a little bit of magic, and who knows? Who knows? Maybe Davis Snyder is the magician, Kevin, because he certainly has a knack for making stuff happen.
Yeah, well, it's like the 10th inning at bat, right after KK bunted a guy over, and it just looked like he was overswinging, right? It looked like he was trying to force results. You know, he's a young guy, right? They put him in a big-time spot leading off where you come up in those situations and you try and get the job done. Look, it's free and easy, right? It's you're learning from your past at bat, and, you know, you're only as good as your next swing. I've always thought that, and just looking at him, the way he has his at-bats, the way he tinkers – you know, a lot of the times at the plate, look, I think he earns his results, which is just a kind of cool thing, and he's a real easy guy to root for. So continue to do that, keep leading him off, and hopefully keeps running into some stuff.
Let's go to Sean in Caledon. You're in Blue Jays talk. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. I thought the Vogelbach hit, I know the guy misplayed it, was huge, obviously. And
yes.
Jansen picking off Cruz at first was also a really big play. But were you guys at the launch for the jerseys last night?
Yep.
Like, what do you guys think of the jerseys? Because I was under the understanding that they were supposed to be about the city's culture and history, and I just don't see any of that in there. I honestly don't like them.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's... You know, but I mean, first of all, if you look at a lot of the City Connect jerseys, you know, the ones I really like are San Diego's. I like Tampa's, but San Diego's is basically kind of the California motif. It's the kind of orange and green color. You know, I think one of the things I know that Major League Baseball wanted to be really careful with is you got to remember that you're trying to make jerseys that are going to appeal to the widest possible customer base. And I got to tell you the truth. I'm surprised they even, the maple leaf is part of the Jays logo, mm-hmm. So that doesn't surprise me. But generally, they kind of like to keep it as simple as possible. The accent is, supposed to be on the colors. It's supposed to be on the actual lettering itself. And I think they look better in person. Like when the first design was leaked, I looked at it and I thought, if that's a jersey, I'm not a big jersey guy anyhow. So I thought, okay, if that's a jersey, well, that's fine. Half the people are going to like it. Half the people are going to hate it. That's the way it is. But when you see them in person, when you saw them in person last night, I thought they really stood out. I liked the whole night mode, that we're only going to wear them. That the Jays are only going to wear them at night. I think that's really effective. But, I anticipated when they were doing it. The first thing I thought is, okay, maybe they would make it Country Connect jerseys because the Jays are a Canadian team. And maybe you would have some sort of, indigenous accents added to the jersey or something like that. But Nike does the jersey, and that was not their marching orders from Major League Baseball or from the Blue Jays. So I think the skyline of the city of Toronto was—that's what they were going for. They really wanted to have a jersey that spoke about Toronto, and I think it was effective in that way, Kevin.
Yeah, see, I like the black jersey. I like the red accent. I like the big tall CN Tower. I like the shadows of the water. Like I think they did a really good job. You can't make everybody happy. It's sort of to each his own. Everybody's going to have their own opinions, but sort of trying to throw a little bit of everything in there that's sort of a part of. The stadium and the CN Tower that stands out and the colors. Trying to get this just sort of the nighttime look. I think they hit a home run. That's just me. I like the jersey.
Well,
I'm with you. I'm not always a jersey guy, but I think they did a really good job. And again, I really like the pulled up pants with the red socks.
Yeah,
I think that's a really cool look too.
I think it's really effective. And actually, compared to some of the other City Connect jerseys, this jersey is a lot more complicated and a lot more complex. I mean, you think of the Detroit ones that just have Motor City on them. It seems as if the move here is to have a darker jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think it's one of the more original jerseys of the City Connect group. As I said, I really love the San Diego Padres jerseys. That's probably still my favorite jersey out of the group. Tampa Bay's, with sort of its representation of the skateboard culture. That's kind of cool as well. But, I'm, as I said, I'm a skeptic. I was prepared not to like these jerseys. And I think they're really cool. Let's take a break. We'll go back to the phone lines again. The number's 416-870-0590. *591 888-666-0590. 5-3, the Toronto Blue Jays have beaten the Pittsburgh Pirates in the first of a three-game series. They're within two games of the 500 mark. They've got two more games against the Pirates, then the Baltimore Orioles come in town. So it's setting up, not to take anything for granted, but it's setting up as if it could be a pretty important week for the Blue Jays in terms of the 2024 season. We'll take a break and come back with more. It's Blue Jays Talk with Blair and Barker on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Anything going on with Jordan physically?
Yeah, he didn't really bounce back his elbow, right elbow after the outing in Chicago, so he was down tonight. So we'll see how he's feeling tomorrow.
Is anything going on with Varsho at all, or is it just a day off?
Yeah, Varsho. I wish it was just a day. Varsho had food poisoning. Didn't sleep last night. Didn't do much of anything today. Couldn't really hold anything down. Multiple spots to either run or hit there, obviously, for him. He was basically lucky to be sitting on the bench today. He was not in a good spot. So limited options there, obviously, with some things, especially in extra innings, but guys came through.
With food poisoning, I think we've got, I think that microphone has food poisoning hit Tom.
Look, that's whenever you have options and you know you can't go to certain guys off the bench. I've had food poisoning before. It's not the most fun thing in the world to have. And Jordan Romano, Jeff, that may explain why he's throwing 93, yeah, 94 miles an hour in his last outing. So hopefully they bounce back and you got those guys tomorrow and you know they can step up and go on a little bit more of a winning streak here.
Yeah, I'm using a handheld microphone here.
How about that?
We're making it work. That would explain obviously why Dalton Varsho didn't take the hoodie off all night. Now I'm hoping I didn't eat the same thing he ate, because he was at the thing last night.
Huh.
So you know,
stay hot.
Now, anybody who's out there now is like, who was at the thing last night is gonna have some concern. But the Jordan Romano thing would concern me because he had an off day.
Yeah,
and you know, John Schneider mentioned the elbow, and Jordan, I asked Ben Shulman because I was in the booth here with him. I said, "Did you see Jordan Romano get up at all during the game?" And he said, "No." So that's something obviously to monitor. You know, my original thought was, okay, they're not going to use the closer unless it's a save situation. But, of course, as the game goes on and on and on, and you saw, you know, Genesis Cabrera and Tim Mesa coming out for more work, I thought, ooh, okay, something is indeed going on here. 5-3, the Blue Jays walked off the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight on a Davis Schneider home run. They get to do it again tomorrow. 3:07 first pitch, and then of course Sunday the teams will wrap up this series. And you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves here, Kevin, but if the Jays can win the next two games and are at the 500 mark when the Baltimore Orioles come into town, given where we were, and I think it was Kevin Gossman said this during the telecast tonight when he was interviewed by Dan and Buck, that you know, he said he felt a lot better about where the team was now than 2 weeks ago. And if they can be a 500 when Baltimore's coming in, given where this team has been, that would be, I think it'd be something to be notable.
Yeah, well, I think you can start to, you know, if you know, you might push the front office to have to do something, right? That's getting them to 500. You know, again, we sort of know the strength of this team, right, is baseball IQ, playing some good outfield defense for the most part, making the plays on the infield the way they're supposed to do that. You know, they're going to, you know, throw strike one a bunch of times. They're going to be efficient. Rotation is going to give the bullpen at least a chance to, you know, to have some quality innings at the back end of a game. And it's just the hitting part, Jeff. Like, the situational hitting tonight for like three or four innings was almost atrocious. And that, I think, against those really good teams, that's why on our show when John came on it and I asked about the runner at third and less than two outs, for whatever reason, boy, they just tend to grip that bat a little tighter. They're stepping in the bucket a little bit more. They're opening the front side a little bit more than they would earlier in innings against the Orioles, against the Brewers, against the Yankees. Like, those at-bats have to get better. So, I'm with you. Continue to do that, but be better in those situational at-bats.
And it's interesting. I'm just watching here in the press box. There, the guys in the truck are running some of the replays from the game. Davis Schneider walking it off. There's a great shot of the crowd as Davis Schneider walks it off. And I've got to say, this is probably the best this place has felt this year. It really did. I mean, obviously, a walk-off win in extra innings is something special. Having Davis Schneider do it is something special as well. But there was a real sense tonight. The crowd was really into the game. As I said, a lot of it was kind of organic. you know, it wasn't they weren't being led into being in the game. Who knows? You know, maybe it is the start of something. Maybe it is the start of something. Here, as I said, they're going to need a little bit of magic to get this thing done. And maybe Davis Schneider is the magician. 5-3, the Blue Jays walk off the Pittsburgh Pirates. They've got two more games left against the Pirates. Mr. Barker, thank you for doing this.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Thank you for joining us.
How about that?
You're something else, man. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Port Colborne and Welland. Protect your vehicle from rust today. Find your local family-owned Crown at crown.com. They are Canada's number one rust protection.